Now, the katha arams from verse number 4 onward. Once upon a time, in Naimisa Chetra, Naimisa Aranya, what is Naimisa? Nemisina, where the Nemi, Nemi is the chakra given by Brahmaji, where it drops. At that place you should do the Bhagavad Katha. So Naimisa Aranya is in UP, Uttar Pradesh, near Haridwar it is there. So there many rishis, Saunakadaya Rishaya, Saunakadi Rishi, many rishis were there. Who is this Saunak? Rigvedi Brahman, who do the rituals, yajna. Saunakadaya Satram Swargaya Lokaya Sahastra Samamapsat. So they were performing a yajna, which is to be performed for 1,000 years. It will end after the end of 1,000 years. For Bhagavat Prapti they were doing. Yajna was Pradhan sacrifice. Yajna was the main, primary. So what happened one day? Ta ekada ta munya pratam hut hut agnaya. In the early morning one day they have completed their ritual, Agnihotradi, the puja they have done. There was some time for preparation for the another second ritual. Satkritam sutamasina prapachu uridam adarat. Then he asked Sutji. Who is asking? Saunakadi. Who is Sutji? Sutji is
the narrator.
And how he has come? Sutji has come. Ved Vyasji has written Bhagavatam. He taught it to Romharsan. Romharsan. When you listen to this Bhagavat Katha, your hair will stand. Romharsan. Some places you will find Lomharsan. Same thing. Rom or Lom. Same thing. Romharsan. And Romharsan taught this to his son, whose name was Ugrasava. Ugrasava is Sut. The name of Sut is Ugrasava, who is son of Romharsan. Who is Romharsan? He got the knowledge from Ved Vyas. Now you got it. Clear. Satkritam, they worshipped him. Sutji, who worshipped him? Saunakadi Rishi. Rigvedi Gyata Rishi, they are worshipping Sutji. Then Sutam Asinam, they give him a high pedestal. Unche par baitha, because the knowledge has to flow from Prapachya Uridam Adara. Then they asked, with full respect they asked, who asked? Saunakadi Rishi asked, to whom? To Sutji. Rishaya Uchu, Rishi said, what they said, Tvaya Khalu Puranani Se Itihasini Chanaga Akathya Anya Api Adhitani Dharma Sastrani Yan Yuta. So whenever you ask any question to anybody, first, what you have to do? First, you have to respect that person. Get him seated. Then you ask a question. When Guruji was Brahmachari, he was in Allahabad, perhaps, Prayag area. Posted there. No transport. For Pravachan and all that, he has to go in bus. By bus, he has to travel. And the bus, you know how it is in India, is overcrowded. So he was hanging outside.
Was hanging near the door. Entrance.
And seeing his dress, somebody said, Mahatma ji, atma kya hai? So he said, latakte Mahatma ko atma nahi poochte.
नहीं ब्रह्म के बारे में कुछ बताइए बदल लटकते हुए स्वामी को ब्रह्म के बारे में पूछना नहीं चाहिए because he was hanging.
So first you have to get him seated, should be respected, worshipped, then त्वया खलु पुराणानि स इतिहासानि चानक आखाथ अन्य अपियधीतानि धर्मशास्त्राणि यान्युतः. बोले ओ सूत जी, यू आर वेरी लर्नेड, यू हैव स्टडीड पुराण, यू हैव स्टडीड इतिहास एंड यू हैव स्टडीड धर्मशास्त्र ऑल्सो. वेन एवर वी इंट्रोड्यूस ए स्पीकर डोंट वी से वॉट ही हैज डन, वॉट इज हिज क्वालिफिकेशन, ही इज सो एंड सो क्वालिफाइड, ही हैज रिटन दीज एंड दीज बुक्स, ही इज द चीफ ऑर्गनाइज एग्जीक्यूटिव ऑफिसर ऑफ दिस एंड दिस प्लेस, ही हैज सर्व दिस 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 प्लेसेस, नाउ ही हैज कम हियर टू डिलीवर हिज स्पीच. सिमिलरली दे आर सेइंग यू नो ऑल दीज थिंग्स. यानी वेद विदाम श्रेष्ठो भगवान बादरायन अन्येत मुनः सूत परावर विदो विदु. बोले व्हाट द बादरायन, बादरायनी वेद व्यास जी, वेद व्यास जी एंड अदर मुनि दे नो व्हाट. बोले पर एंड अवर विदो विदु, दे नो सगुण ब्रह्म एंड निर्गुण ब्रह्म. वेद व्यास जी नोज अबाउट सगुण ब्रह्म एंड निर्गुण ब्रह्म. And who is Suchi? Ved Vyas ji taught to? Rohmarsan taught to? So that is why they say, you know all these things. What is known to? Ved Vyas ji, Badarayana. Betham tam saumya tat sarvam tatvasta tad anukrahat. By their grace, you know everything clearly. Tattvata. All tattva you know. ब्रूय स्निग्धस्य शिष्यस्य गुरुवो गुह्यम अप्युत. गुह्यम, बोले यू नो द टॉप मोस्ट सीक्रेट. गुह्यम, गुह्य इज द सीक्रेट, गुह्यतर गुह्यतम सुपरलेटिव सीक्रेट. बोले यू नो द टॉप मोस्ट सीक्रेट. व्हाट इज द टॉप मोस्ट सीक्रेट? राज विद्या राज गुह्य योग चैप्टर 9 ऑफ भगवद गीता से इज द टॉप मोस्ट सीक्रेट. Unless somebody tells you, we will never be able to find out that top secret. Bolle, you know that guhyatamam tatvata. Why? Because guru never hides anything from the student, disciple. They will not hide anything. It's not like in India. In India, what the teacher will do in the school, he will tell you half. Balance half you want to know, you have to tuition. Come to the tuition. Private lessons. It's not like that. Well, the guru has taught you everything, so you know everything. So please tell us. Now rishis are going to ask 6 questions. Straight with 6 questions they are specifically asking. And answer to those 6 questions is the whole of Bhagavad. So this is the your subject matter of the whole Bhagavad is now given in chapter 1.
So Shankaracharya will ask the question to
Suji. Because he knows all these things. In that time it was Yajna Pradhan Upasana. Main thing was Yajna. In between 2 Yajna time, they wanted to know about these things. So this was secondary at that time. How it has become primary in the Kali Yuga, we will find it now. Slowly this will become primary. We are not no more doing yajna nowadays. So this has become primary. But at that time, it was secondary. Tatra tatra anjasa ayusman bhavata yad vinishitan pusam ekantata shreyastan sansitumarasi. Bole, tell us whatever you think essential for the man to attain the salvation in Kali Yuga. First question. You tell us the only essential part. The minimum what is to be done for getting salvation in Kali Yuga. Only that much you tell. Don't tell us in detail. Essential part. Why so? Why you are asking such a question? You want essentials only? Bole prayana alpayasu sabhya kalabasmin yuge jana. Bole in Kali Yuga. The life of people is alpa, alpa you see, very little. Bole mandaha, bole the special qualities of people of Kali Yuga. Bole mandaha, bole they are lazy. Why lazy? By lazy, by nature, we all are lazy. Why? Because this body is made of tamogun. Those who have read Tattvabodh, they know. By sattvagun, mind and jnanendriya, organs of perception were created. By rajogun, the panch karmendriya and the pranas were created. And by tamogun, this body, after glorification, this pind and brahmand was created. So tamogun means what? In chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, we have seen tamogun means laziness, alasya, nidra, pramad, sleepy, and heedlessness, carelessness. So that way the laziness will be there. Bole alasya, mandaha, bola sumanda mateho, bola mati, bola manda. Not only manda, sumanda. So dull. Mati also very dull. Why so dull? Because we can't remember. Dekho kitni bar sut samjhaya. Sumanda mati. Bole mand bhagya. Bole less fortunate. The people are less fortunate. Upadrata, bole, they are facing lot of obstructions also, obstacles also. Batao, theek hai ki nahi? This was written before Kali Yuga. Upadrata. So that is why you have to tell me the only essential part. We don't want in detail. Bhurini bhuri karmani srotabhyani vibhaksa, bole bedar bhast. And karmani, bole, there are 18,000 verses on karma only. Who is going to read all those karma? No time. Then atara sadho atra saram samudatra manisaya. Bole, you tell me essential part, because there is no one sadhan written there. 80,000 verses are there for karma kanda. No one sadhana is given. I want one sadhana. Give me one. We don't have time. Bruhi na sraddhadanam yen atma samprasidati. Please tell me the essence, because we have sraddha, we have got faith in you, and tell us only that thing which will purify my mind. The first thing is to be is done is the purification of mind. So he said, yen atma samprasidati, by this, by our mind will be purified, tell us. This is question number two. Suta janasi bhadram te bhagavan satvatam pati devaknyam vasudevasya jato yasya chikirsaya. Oh Sut, please tell us, you know, and why and for what purpose Lord took birth from Devaki and Vasudeva. So Lord Krishna took birth. What was his purpose? Why he took birth? You tell us this also. Question number three. Then question number four. Bruhi nasraddhananam lilaya dhatata kala. Please tell us the noble deeds done by avatars in different incarnations. What lila they did? What noble deeds they did, please tell us. Then, question number fifth. Leela vidadata swarai miswarasya atmamayaya. Tell us his auspicious Leela avatars. First one was, what Leela he did. Now you tell us about their avatar also. How many types of avatar, how many times he has taken avatar, what was his purpose, why he took that avatar. That also you tell us. And the last question. Bruhi yogeswari krishne brahmane dharma varmani swam kastam adunopete dharmam kam sarnam gata. Where did the dharma gain support when Lord Krishna Yogeshwar folded his lila from here? Who will protect this dharma? Please tell us about that. So 6 questions were asked, and the answer to this whole 6 question is the whole of. Now we enter into the second chapter, Canto 1, second chapter. In Canto 1, chapter 1, 2, 3 is the dialogue between Saunak and Sutji. Again, the dialogue will change in next 3 chapters. There will be a dialogue between Naradji and Naradji and Vyasji. Naradji will be asking, what made you to write this? How Naradji inspired Vyas? And from last 13 chapters of this, there are 19 chapters in first canto. 13 chapters is the Parikshit and Sukh Sambad. Sukhdev and Parikshit. Krishna Leela is there for, yes.
And after also
Dwapar end, at the end of Dwapar. When Krishna Leela was being folded, yeah.
No, Narada Muni was telling Vyasji that he was so sad that you write the.
Yes. Right, that Sambad will come.
That will come.
That
will come.
That is the
next 3. So, first 3 is a dialogue between Saunak and
Sutji.
Next 3 chapters, Naradji and Vyasdev. And the last 13 chapters, Sukhdev.
So there are 3 subplots in the main
story. In the canto 1. There are 12 cantos. We are in the first canto. First canto, first chapter. In canto number 1, there are 19 chapters. In 19 chapters, you can have 3 chapters, 3 chapters, and 13 chapters. First 3 chapters, Sambad between
Sutji and Sukhdev. No, Sutji and
Saunak.
Then Naradji and Vyasya. Then Parikshit and
Sukhdev. Good.
13.
Atha Dityo Adhyaya. Dityo, yes.
Vyasa Uvacha. Iti Sampras. इति संप्रश्न संहृष्टः विप्रानां रोमहर्षणीः प्रतिपूज्य वचस्तेषां प्रवक्तुम् उपचक्रमे.
नाउ व्यास इज सेइंग, आप पूछोगे कैसे व्यास जी आ गए. व्यास इज राइटिंग बुक. सो ही सेड व्हेन ही लिसन टू दिस 6 क्वेश्चंस व्हाट हैपेंड. इति संप्रश्न संहृष्टो विप्रानां रोमहर्षणी. रोमहर्षणी मीन्स द शिष्य ऑफ रोमहर्षण. He was very pleased and he welcomed this all questions. Aisa nahi kaha, oh, you don't know all these things? Are you asking this thing? Go and study in detail. No, he didn't say that. He was very happy to listen to this questions. Then Suta Uvacha. The question were asked by Saunakadi. Now Sutji is replying. So before replying, what he is doing, he is saluting his guru. Ye pravajantam anupet pet krityam dvaipayano virah katar ajuhava putreti tanmaya taya tarvo abhinedu tam sarva bhut hridam muniman tosmi. Namo tosmi, I am saluting that muni who is sarva bhut hriday. Who is established in all hearts of all beings. Who is that? Bole, dvai payano virah katar. He is Sukhdev ji. Bole, Sukhdev ji is sannyasi from the birth itself. He was in the home for 12 years. He was not coming out. Why? Mere ko maya lag jayegi. I don't want to come out. Then, his father, Vyasdev ji, said, okay, maya nahi lagegi. He brought Krishna ji. Bale, you come out, you will have the darshan of Bhagwan. How can the maya will then take you or attract you or get you? when Sukhdev ji came out, he started going for the sannyas. No cloth on the body, 12 year old. And Ved Vyas ji was overwhelmed. He was running after the son. Oh putra, oh son, oh son, oh son. Who is this Ved Vyas?
Krishna.
Avatar. Vishnu avatar. Who has written all the, compiled all the Vedas, all Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, Bhagavatam. This person is running after his son. Oh putra, what to talk about us? Then when he was going, at that time, the tree replied. Tree replied to Sukhdev, to Vyasadev ji, ki, see, he is Sarvabhuta. Madatma, Sarvabhutatma, his Atma and all Atmas is one and same. So we are responding. Bole, he is a realized person. You don't run after him. He is not attracted by Maya and all that. Then after that, Sut ji is saluting Lord. He saluted his guru first. Now he is saluting Lord. Okay? Why he saluted guru first and why salutation comes second? Narayanam namaskritta naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirye. I salute it to now Lord Narayan. And narottamam, Akhandanand Maharaj says, I am saluting to Krishna and Arjun. Or some commentators say, Nar and Narayan, those who are in the Badrinayan doing the tapas even now. Well, I am saluting them. Nar and Narayan. Devim Saraswati, well, I salute to Devi Saraswati. Who is saluting? Sutji. And Vyasam. Vyasam is the guru. His Param Guru is saluting. Why? Why first to Guru and second to Lord? Why this sequence?
Guru will only show the path.
Guru will only show who is Govinda.
Govinda do khade.
So without Guru, you will never come to know Govinda. So that is why the first prostration to Guru, second to Govinda. Muneha sadhu prishtuham. Oh Muni, you have done a good job. Your question is very good. Bhavadi lokamangalam. It is for the good of the whole world. If the whole world comes to know about the answer of these questions, like instant tea, instant coffee, give me instant moksha, kaise hoga, if you give me the result, very good. Yat krita krishna samprasno yen atma samprasidita. Well, these questions are related to Krishna. He wanted to know about na? The Lord born of Vasudeva and Devaki, tell us about him. Well, these questions are related to Lord Krishna. So, it will bring peace of mind. But if the questions are related to the world, you see how subtle things they are explaining. If the questions are related to the world, it will bring agitation of mind. But since the questions are related to the Lord, it will bring peace of mind. Savai punsam paro dharma yato bhakti radochade. Bole the param dharma. What is the param dharma? Bole the devotion should increase in your life. That is the param dharma. Bhakti should increase. And how that bhakti should be? Ahetuka pratihata yaya atma samprasidati. Bole, the bhakti should be ahetuka. Ahetuka, without any expectation in return. Ahetuka bhakti. And that should fill your heart with peace. Prasidati, it should give you peace. How is our bhakti? Business. Our bhakti is business. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prajita Janatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chada Ahaitukam Yat Ahaitukam. Bole, if you do the bhakti, bole, what will happen? Bole, immediately you will get Jnana and Vairagya. You remember bhakti in Vrindavan and her two sons, Jnana and Vairagya? So Akhandananda Maharaj says, when the Lord and Bhakti are married, so their children will be Jnana and Vairagya.
Ambaji, who is Akhandananda Maharaj now?
Akhandananda Maharaj is one great Mahatma.
In Vrindavan.
He was in Vrindavan, he's no more. So at the age of 17, some astrologer came and said he will live only for 17 years. So he said, why should I get married? I should go and take the sannyas. I will have the knowledge of the self and all these things. Went on. He lived for more than 70 years. And he had the darshan
of Bhagavan Sri Krishna.
In Vrindavan. Akhandananda.
His ashram is in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. Dharmam swa unishrita punsam visvaksena kathasuya na utpadet eti ratim srama evahi kevalam. Bale, if you do the rituals and the social work, and if it does not generate bhakti, bale, then it is labor only, sram, useless. They should generate devotion in you. The Leela of Bhagwan, bole, that will generate bhakti. So dharma will purify mind and will generate bhakti. But the social dharma and the other dharma, which does not generate any bhakti, bole, these are only labor, sram. So dharma is not for bandhan, but the other social and other karma, they bind you. Dharmasi aparvagasya nartho artho kalpate narthasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya hi smrita. Bole, fruit of dharma is moksha. What is this apavarga? The dharma should you take you to the truth. You know the kavarga, kakha, gagha, then cha vargi, cha cha ja. Ta vargi ta ta da da na, pa vargi ma. The pa means papunya, pha means phala, ba means bandha, bha means bhoga, ma means moksha. That means where these all things are not there. In Brahman, all these things are not there. Pap and punya. In Brahman, not there. Pha, phal, karmaphal, not there. Ba, bandhan, not there. Bha, bhoga, not there. Ma, moksha, not there. So dharma should take you to the apavarga, not pavarga. Beyond pavarga. So that is the aim of the dharma. And what is the aim of the jivan? What should we do in life? Bole, jivasya tattva jigyasa nartho yasyeha karma bhi. Bole, the jeev's aim should be tattva jigyasa, to know the truth in this life, and not the karma by which you can reach swarga. That should not be the aim. At that time, people used to do yajna.
Karma kanda
for going to swarga. There is a special yajna for that. If you want to go to swarga, do this yajna, you will go. Putreshti yajna, you want putra, a son, do this yajna. you will get a son.
Dasharatha Maharaja, he did
Putreshti.
After that it ended. Yagya was in Treta Yuga.
Dasharatha did na Putreshti Yagya, Putra Kameshti Yagya. So he got sons.
Then Vishwamitra ji came na, to take Ramji, to protect my Yagya.
Treta Yuga.
Yagya was there at that time. In Satyuga?
Meditation.
Meditation.
Thousands a year.
10,000 saal tak meditation kiya.
So lifespan?
Yes, very long. Very long lifespan.
Now these we are rishis, we are doing 1,000 years yagya. Then came in the Dwapar Yuga, puja and all that came. You remember Govardhan puja? Puja thing came. In Kali Yuga, Bhagavatam. You have to only listen Bhagavatam. So, jivasya tattva jigyasa nartho yasya karmi bhi. The tattva jigyasa, that should be the aim. Not the getting the swarga. Nowadays, we are not thinking about the swarga. We are thinking about this retired life only. Whole life is for the retired life kitna. So that swarga is no more goal. The swarga is now here. We want to enjoy here only. This much of swarga we want. Acha.
Actually, only when somebody passes away, they will say the Shivalo Prapti or something. Yeah. Otherwise, they won't remember that.
Our perspective has become so narrow.
Badanti tat tattva vidastattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti parmatmeti bhagavan iti sabdayet. The people use three words. One is the Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. For that truth. Who uses this word? Bole Bhakta will say Bhagavan. For him, Bhagavan is the ultimate. For the tattvavit, Brahma is the ultimate. And for others, other upasana, bole that for them is the Paramatma. Paramatma means Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means Brahmaji or Ishwar. For him, the Paramatma is the goal. They all represent one and the same thing. Tat Shraddha Dhana Munyo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya Pasyanti Atmani Cha Atmanam Bhaktaya Shruta Grihitaya. Bole by listening Shruta Grihitaya, bole by listening this katha only, Shraddha Dhana Munyo, bole the Shraddha Dhan Purush, the one who has got faith, such Muni, Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya, those who have got a little bit of Vairagya, Pasyanti Atmani Cha Atmanam, they see the Atman in themselves. You don't have to go outside. You first, you will see the your Atman first, then the same Atman you will find everywhere. So Pasyanti Atmana Atmanam. So what is the sadhana? Sadhana is you have to find your out the nature of your Atman, which is inside with you. Don't try to go and find out the Atman of other. Pasyanti cha Atmani Atmanam. Find out your Atman. Then you will be able to see the Atman everywhere. Now what is to be done? The Bolchan Atha Pumbij Dvijaya Sreshtha Varnasram Vibhagasa Swana Swa Anustitasya Dharmasya Sansiddhir Haritosanam. Bole, do your Swadharma. What is Swadharma? Bole, according to your Varna and Asram. What is born? According to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. If you are Brahman, who is Brahman? Not born in the Brahman family. Brahman according to Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. If you are Sattvic Pradhan person, predominant Sattvic, you are Brahman. So a person born in the scheduled caste, if he has got a Sattvic gun, he is a Brahman. And what is the function of Brahman? What is the duty of Brahman? No, no puja. Brahman is one who teaches Vedas, who teaches. Your professors, your teachers, those are all Brahman because they teach. They are Sattva Guna.
Knowledge.
knowledge. Even if they are born in scheduled caste family, they are Brahman.
Any kind of knowledge.
Any kind.
Secular knowledge.
Brahman.
That is sattva guna. Otherwise knowledge will not come.
In the earlier chapter we were saying that, you know, in Kali Yuga, Manda Buddhi, Manda, everything is Manda, Manda. But if, just to contradict in my mind, it came that from science and technology's perspective, you know, just from daily perspective, how they think about everything is like, you know, life is advancing, because they're making it easier or whatever, however they define it easier. So how is that contradiction? Like,
no,
material wealth is going up, but spiritual wealth is going down. Is that how?
That is gross intellect and
intellect. The functions, what you have to do is you have to do your swadharma. Vasana you have to exhaust. Whatever technology you have got will help you, no doubt. But the vasana you have to exhaust. How you will exhaust your vasana? Your vasana can be exhausted by doing your own swadharma. So your swadharma, your husband's swadharma, your children's swadharma are different because their vasanas are different. So if they have got a sattvic vasana, so they are Brahman. So do that sattvic vasana Brahman job. If they have rajasic, so they will be doing the kshatriya or vaishya karma. If they have tamasic predominant, they will be doing the tamasic thing. So it is said that you do according to your swadharma. According to your varna and ashram. Ashram means brahmacharya ashram. In brahmacharya ashram, you should study. Scripture says you should study Vedas. But we study everything other than Vedas. In grihastha ashram, whatever, that is what was said in, when we were studying this sadhana panchakam vedo nitya adhiyatam tadujitam karma sanushthiyatam. Should study the Vedas so that you know what is the right way to exhaust your vasanas. Without knowing the right ways, what we have done in the grihastha ashram, we are trying to fulfill our vasanas. Good, without knowing. So what happens? We are
acquiring more vasanas.
More vasanas. So it is said, you do your dharma according to your varna and ashram. In vanaprastha, bole, you should leave your household duties and start concentrating on studies of scriptures and everything. Vanaprastha, start doing upasana. And then in the fourth ashram, sannyasya, leave everything. That will not be possible at the end of Kali Yuga because the life of the people will be only 20 to 30 years in Kali Yuga. Ab batao kya padhoge? Doctor milega? Nahi milega. No doctor. And this dharma and everything should be for the attainment of Hari, Tosanam, Hari Tosanam, for His Santushti. In Karma Yoga, don't we say that all actions should be for the happiness of the Lord? Same thing is said here also. Next.
Tasmadekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam patihi shrotavyah kirtitavyascha dheyah pujyascha nityada.
Tasmat ekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam pati. So with a single pointed mind you should worship Lord. Tasmat is the conclusion. What we should do? That you should do the devotion, bhakti. How we should generate the bhakti? Dekho, in the world outside we start loving a thing. If we see a good flower, beautiful flower, we love flower, no? Then a boy and girl meets, what happened?
Love at first sight.
Love at first sight ho gaya. Fallen in love.
Fallen.
Ho gaya. So how will you love Lord? You cannot love Lord by seeing. You can't see Him. You can't taste Him. You can't hear any sound. You cannot touch Him. So how the love will grow? Only way Sravana. So first is Srotabhya. First word is Srotabhya. When the Sravan will happen? When there is a speaker. If the speaker is not there, no Sravan. So it is suggested here that once the speaker is there, do the Sravan. The best way to generate love, Srotabhya. If speaker is not there, to says Kirtata Vyascha. Bale, do Kirtan. If there are only listeners, no speaker, so what the listeners should do? Do Kirtan. If that is not there, if listeners are not there, devotees are not there, you are alone. Bale, what is to be done? Bale, Dheya. Bale, do meditation. Not possible, I am not able to do meditation. Bale, Pujyascha. Bale, Puja karo. How beautiful. You see, the one, each word has got a specific meaning here. Srotabhya, Kirtabhyascha, Dehascha, Pujyascha, Nityada, Nitya.
Every day.
It's not Sunday going church only. Going to the church only Sunday, no. That is why our temples are 24 hours open. Lord is always standing to help you. Come. Give me what you want. Actually, He wants your dirty mind so that He can give you pure mind.
Nobody gives mind to Lord.
And nobody goes there to give mind. They are asking this, they are giving the petition. He said, okay, accepted your petition, go. Nityada. Bale, how to develop this bhakti is beautifully said in verse number 16 to 20. So I will tell you the steps how to develop bhakti. Bale, first step is bhijat tirtha. Start from tirtha yatra. It says, susrasosi sraddhanasya vasudeva katharuchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtha nisevanat. Bale, go to the tirtha sthan. See the mahat purush, mahatma there. Serve them. What we do? First of all, we go to the Tirthstan only to see the beauty of the place. Take picture and send it. I have reached this place. And then after that, in the temple, hardly we go for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Because the crowd is so much, the pandas and pandits, they push you out. Chalo. Go to the Balaji Tirupati, hardly you can stay there for one few seconds. You are pushed out. So much crowd is there. So, bole, wahan jaake, you should see the Mahatmas first and go and serve. But once we see the Mahatma, if the Mahatma is sitting there, I am going that side. Mahatma will ask something. Bole, serve. Bole, if you serve, what will happen? Bole, Shraddha will happen. Faith will come. Because they will talk about the Lord only, na? If faith will come, when faith comes, then desire to listen will happen only when the Shraddha comes. Unless you have got faith in Bhagavat, you will not come and listen. How the faith will generate it? Serving the Mahatma. Where will you find that Mahatma?
Tirthastha.
Then, what will the Sravan do? Well, the Sravan will create interest in Katha. When the Sravan is done, when it is scientific, if somebody can explain you how it is happening, that will create interest in you. And when the ruchi comes, what will happen? Bhakti has come. If bhakti has come, Lord has come in. How the Lord has come? He's already seated there. The moment the bhakti comes, the Lord is seated here, he manifests in your heart. He is seated in your heart. And what he does there? He removes your all impurities. I said earlier that purification of mind is the first thing to be done. So Lord sitting inside, he is antaryami. He purifies your mind. What is this purification of mind? Bola, he removes asakti and increases bhakti. Asakti is love toward the worldly things is asakti. Love toward your children, your property, your car, your bank balance, this is all asakti. And Guruji says, agar asakti hai to ja bhi sakti hai. Only the Mahatma can say like this thing. If it can come, it can go also. The Lord sitting inside purifies your mind and he removes all your impurities. And once you are detached from, asakti is gone. Now what will happen? Bhakti has come in. When bhakti has come in, then you will try to know about the Lord again. More detail you want to know. And once you come to know, what will happen? Vidyate.
Vidyate hridaya granthihi chidyante sarvasamshayaha. Kshiyante chasya karmani drishtaye vatmani kshare.
This sloka you have heard earlier also. Vidyate hridaya granthi
chidyante sarvasamshayaha.
Hridaya granthi, what is our hridaya granthi? Not of our mandaha sumandamati. Vidyate hridaya granthi anarthakari parampara. What is that anarthakari parampara? Avidya, kaam, karma. Dekho, this is that is why I said Kaliyug mein ye hoga. This will happen. Avidya, kaam, karma. Avidya, kaam, karma. Avidya, kaam, karma. What is this avidya? Vasana is avidya. Vasana, according to your vasana, the desire will come in your mind, intellect, and
then action.
Action by body. Again, it will print a. Leave an imprint on vasanas. And according to vasana, again, we are going round and round and round and round. Abhityaga. Vidyate hridaya granthi. The moment you get the tattva gyan, when the mind is purified, after that you get the tattva gyan. When you get the tattva gyan, then this hridaya granthi, the knot of heart, will be broken. Anarthakari parampara is gone. Chidyante sarva sansaya. All doubts will be over. What are the doubts? We have doubts about what is jiva, what is jagat, who is Ishwar. We have got a doubt about all these things. We are not very clear about that. Then, once you know the tattva, jiva, jagat, Ishwar, sansaya will be also over. Then, chidyante sasya karmani, chiyante chasya karmani, all karma gone. You will not be responsible for all your past pap and punya, all gone. No more karma. This I have explained earlier also. How that, what is the science behind it? When it will happen? Bole drishta eva atmani ishware. Bole drishta, when you see the Ishwar inside you. Earlier it was said, tasmin saptaha sarvane krite. Earlier when the verse came in the Mahatmya, it was written, once you listen to this saptaha, then this will happen. In Mundaka Upanishad it is written, Drishte Parabare, when you come to know about that Sagun Brahma and Nirgun Brahma, then all these things will happen.
In Dhrikadiksha Vivek also it has come.
Dhrikadiksha Vivek also has come. 1 hour gone. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.